Okay, so we're back after a little short break. So we've had a quick chat there about Irish pubs, and I think we were just left with that thought that yeah, at the moment I think they're probably slightly above Scottish pubs. Although again, if we took the Guinness out, who knows what happens? So in terms of Welsh pubs, again, I guess they have that a little bit, as Nick discussed, that they discussed then really. Probably not as much as they did, but certainly, I can remember back, certainly in North Wales, walking into pubs where everybody suddenly goes very quiet as you walk in, and that feeling of, and then, it outside the, what's the old cliche, outside the door, if you're listening, they're all speaking English, and as soon as you walk in, they all start speaking Welsh. So I was actually taught a little bit of Welsh by somebody when I was up in Beaumaris for a while, and somebody teach me a little bit of Welsh up there. Somebody who lives up that end taught me a little bit of Welsh, and that often kind of changes things a little bit. I think once they warm to you, the Welsh, they're quite all right. And certainly that's last few years when I've been to Wales, really enjoyed. Again, it's kind of, I don't know, Braine's kind of dominates Welsh pubs because they've been the dominant brewery. Perhaps not quite as dominant as they once were. There are quite a lot now of, I know we've talked about the Moose Brewery, Snowdon Brewery. Are quite a range of breweries now setting up in Wales. Again, quite a lot of Welsh cider as well is quite popular. Obviously, again, a lot of them are geared towards tourism, especially those around the coast. And obviously, in places like Cardiff, pretty much geared up things like the rugby, the football, and pop concerts, etc. So, experience of Welsh pubs, gentlemen?
Very little, actually.
Yeah,
Not a
I've been
zero.
to Wales in a while.
Zero.
I suppose it's a bit closer
Although
to the beach.
I
Well,
would
that was short,
say
yeah.
my favourite one is probably in Conwy, the Albion. And in fact, it features on the front of the Cambra's Britain's Best Real Ale Heritage Pubs. Don't know which edition this one is. But so the last time
That
we were in,
looks nice.
yeah, last time I was in Conwy, and I actually got sat in that corner there where the couple are sat. This is really a drinking vestibule. This isn't where the bar is. The bar is through the back, but the bar is pretty impressive. It's a big mahogany backed bar as well. And once again, it's just up the top of one of the streets. Yeah, big old spot. But I would suggest if anybody's going to Conwy's a nice little place to walk around. Head for the Albion and go in there.
And I think we've mentioned the Wetherspoons in Llandudno, which is in the old cinema, which is a very nice spot. And again, probably equally as good, in fact, probably even better, probably one of the best Wetherspoons I've ever been in is in Aberystwyth. And it's the actual train station there, the old waiting rooms. Wetherspoons have taken over and actually put a very nice glass, the kind of glass part of the platform. So you can actually sit in the platform, but be glassed in, which was very nice as well. And they had a good
And
range
in
of options as well.
Colwyn Bay, that's in the old cinema.
That cinema as well, isn't it?
And the one in Bangor, that's they've taken over an old church with a huge beer garden, terrace beer garden out the back.
So again, mentioned Welsh breweries. Again, covers all boards really. We've talked about Braine's before, and obviously certainly in South Wales they're very, very popular. And Braine's SA, Braine's Skull Attack used to be one of those legendary beers that when I was at university, and you kind of you went and sought out. Tiny Rebel obviously are probably were one of the biggest craft type breweries that came along, and of course I know Bruce
Yeah, I see a
mentioned.
lot of that around. Yeah.
We mentioned lager. Of course, the first ever lager in the UK was Wrexham Lager. And not only that, I think they were the first ever UK brewery to actually start canning beer. And
Big
obviously,
cans, yeah.
they're going to be very popular, aren't they now? Now, Wrexham Football Club have
Oh,
been
yes.
promoted again with their Hollywood backers. And obviously, they're sponsored, very much heavily
Oh,
sponsored by Wrexham Lager. So I think watch out for Wrexham Lager
yeah.
as being one of those things.
I went in what they class as their tap, next to the brewery. There's a pub next door, but it was full of rugby stuff. And once again, it was like middle of the day. It was only me and Jackie in there, and probably there's a couple of old boys sat in the front bar, and a lot of rugby memorabilia on the walls. But yeah, because of that history, that they were one of the first breweries in the country to be putting the beer into cans. I was actually drinking a Welsh beer last night in Steve in the Old Moulton Royal Oak. He had an unusual range on again, so I was drinking. I took a picture of the pump clip. It's Faces Flintshire Brewery, Abbey Blonde. That was a very refreshing beer. Maybe a bit unusual to have it on at this time of year, especially with the weather conditions up here at the moment, because it's bloody cold. To have a lovely summery Abbey Blonde on this. That's Faces. Never heard of them before. It's a caricature of a red dragon holding a pint. And then the other two he had on was Hazelnut Latte. That was by Three Brothers. And then World Top had a 3-quart Vienna Pale Ale. So, yeah, quite appropriately, we were drinking Welsh beer in a typical Yorkshire pub last night.
Very good. And as I say, those kind of gold pale beers seemed to be quite popular. And last time, there's some pictures down there when I was last in Tenby. And they do quite a lot of that kind of gold beers. And in fact, the Brains there, that's quite a gold looking beer. I think that was their bitter as well, really. So
they do SA Gold, don't they? And then the dark gold. One is the Reverend James. They often have the Reverend James on in Wetherspoons, and it's always normally pretty good. I can't say I've ever had a bad pint of Brains. And between their core beers, they have the three or four different styles, which is something that you don't tend to get with Scottish breweries. It's either light or dark. Whereas, say, Centre with Brains, they have a nice cross-section of beers.
Although, again, it's one of those to watch, because I think we have discussed this before the podcast, but I'm just racking my brains. They have recently been taken over, Brains. They got bought out. In fact, I think they've been bought out since we were on the podcast. I'm just trying to
Going back to Wetherspoons as well. Wetherspoons in Wales are interesting because they often have Welsh food on. They have different Welsh sort of like specialities, which is something I'm not seeing anywhere else with Wetherspoons. You know, and normally their menus are pretty mainstream, traditional all the way, whether you're in Ireland, Scotland, or England. But in Wales, you can often find at least one or two Welsh dishes on, or inspired Welsh dishes anyway, which is different.
I know they had a really tough time over COVID. Can you remember the Welsh rules were much more stringent, weren't they? So yeah, they were bought. Sorry, that was it. It was the pubs. They actually transferred 250 of their pubs across to Marston's. Although there's an agreement that they'll still carry Marston's beers. Sorry, Brains beers, even though they're Marston's pubs. Maybe one to watch. But it felt like they were doing good business. So we'll work forward, really. So very good. So I think after all of that, the answer is that there's good pubs in all countries, in all of our home nations. And obviously it's very much, you know, what suits you when you're there. I guess for all of us, the Irish pubs probably slightly have the edge. As Nick said, he's mentioned O'Neill's.
Most authentic, yeah.
Bruce has mentioned his ones. I think I'd be the same, really. And even one I was thinking about again was in Northern Ireland, in Antrim, the Stables Bar, which is not your typical Irish pub, but was, again, whenever I've been there, a great crack and a great welcome. There's a bit of myth around the crack. I don't think you find it that often. Yeah. And I think, as with all pubs, if you've gone in a couple of times, probably, and people have got to know you, and you don't be a dick, then in most places you'll get into a good conversation, won't you?
I think the Palace in Dublin is still the best for that. I think you get more regulars and more local people in the Palace than any other pubs, because all the other pubs are attracting tourists. Yeah. And I'm not saying you don't get an atmosphere with tourists from all over the world.
Yeah.
But as I say, certainly in the Palace, that's the one place I feel I can always go in and actually talk to somebody who's lived, been born and works in Dublin rather than somebody from the other side of the world.
Yeah, and I've been in that pub on my own, and I've been in that pub on a stag crawl, and I've been in that pub with you lot. So I think it's that kind of, and my mum and dad, I took me mum. So yeah, you're right, it's one of those pubs where you can, you know, what suits you, can't you? You can go in and enjoy it, really, whatever.
It's a bit quiet.
In that
back room that's literally a square room with a little doorway.
You've got to talk.
You move around the room, don't you?
Yeah.
Once the centre of the room has been filled, you can't get up and get to the bar. So you're almost like passing your glass back around to the bar and passing the money back around. And, you know, strangers are all after the same thing, really. So I know when we were waiting to fly back, went in there with the suitcases and got talking to an elderly couple who just popped in. They'd been doing a bit of shopping and, yeah, as I say, the Palace is a place where I would always go. But for food and for a different atmosphere, I say O'Neill's is probably my go-to place in Dublin.
And we haven't even really mentioned Bruce's story when we first went there. When not only was he given a lift to the to the races to the Curragh, which is a fair way out of Dublin, but also got given a members pass and was sorted out straight away. Mentioning his dad was a racehorse trainer, and next minute that was it. Right, we'll sort you out. And I said, "Oh, I always fancy going to Curragh." And then next minute, the landlord had set you up, got his wife's pass, got you in a car, and off you went.
Hello, extraordinary that, wasn't it?
Mike, he was swerving having to go to the pubs with us all day. That's what he was doing.
Well, extraordinary. Yeah, that's rare. Don't get that here, would you?
Okay.
Great. Well, I'm going to the pub now. I'm going to the pub now, Jen. We should look forward to
our
next
episode. So,
Wetherspoons. His poo.
Yeah. So next time we get together, we're going to do the Wetherspoons debate. So I'm going to give them a couple of weeks to kind of prepare and work it through. Bruce, off to the pub now. Any plans this weekend, Bruce? Are you back in work or are you?
I'm off till Monday now, with the first 4 days off. So I'm finding it really weird actually transition from being time poor to time rich. Yeah. Takes a bit of adjusting to really. I'm going out, we're going out tomorrow night, on Saturday. We've got £10 Northern Rail tickets. Also, the Steampunk Festival at Whitby. So I might go to Whitby to see all the steampunk, see what's going on. What about yourselves?
I've got a choice of two. We've got two beer festivals, there's one in Knutsford. It looks quite nice, so I might use my £10 Northern Rail thing to Knutsford. There's also a beer festival at Audley Football Club, which is a little village just the north of us. And their beer range looks fantastic. And normally those kind of football great club, they normally get charged stupid money, like £3 a pint.
Yeah.
So that might be it. Nick, are you working or are you? I think you must be working
Saturday, and then Saturday night is to do with work as well. So it'll be horrible hotel beer, more than likely, so I won't be drinking much on Saturday.
Was that the monk bar?
Yeah, I've got some shocking stories to tell you about that, but we'll do that off camera, bros.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go, everybody. See you
later. Okay. Yeah, we'll see you all then.
We'll see you soon.
We'll hopefully see you.
I'll go check out the price increase now. Bye.
Yeah, go check it out. Very good.
Bye. Bye.